As I was sitting over here and we were putting all our prayer requests before the Lord, people that need healing, salvation, etc., etc., I was thinking, or a thought came to me. When are we going to be obedient to the heavenly calling? The Holy Spirit says, I'm the helper. I'm not the doer. You're the doers. All creation is groaning. They're sick. They have cancer. They're in prison. They've never seen the light of Christ. And they're groaning. What are they groaning for? That Jesus will come back down through a cloud. No. That isn't what they're groaning for. They're groaning to see the Christ in the clouds. In the clouds. In us. Now, I know not every denomination in the world preaches the message that Wings delivers. We're a very, really kind of a unique fellowship. We're a small flock. And Jesus says, I desire to give the kingdom to the small flock. Amen? That's what the word says. But as I was sitting there, the Lord was saying to me, encourage them to move up. Clyde prayed in his prayer something to the effect about waking us up out of our sleep. This is a good message. It's all good. Everything I'm saying is good. It's the gospel of good news. Okay? But the Lord is saying, I want to be a fuller manifestation through every one of you. But I can't do that until we have a relationship where we get married to one another, where I can entrust you with all the treasure that's already in your earthen vessel. Lord, give me the ability to heal. He said, go raise the dead, cleanse the leper, heal the sick. Lord, give us all that ability and that power to do that. He says, you've already got it. And all those things are going to spring forth in you in this new day that we're in, because there is a new day that we're in, and many of the church does not even realize when you talk to them about a new day, it's like, huh? I don't know where you're coming from. What do you mean a new day? But if you're fellowshipping with Christ and you've been feeding on your daily manna every day, and you've been eating that portion that God has laid out for you at the banqueting table, and all you have to do is come and eat. I am the helper. I will help you do and achieve all the miraculous things that the Father wants you to achieve. But you're the doer. And those who believed, Paul said, entered into their rest. They entered into this new day. They entered into this seventh day. They entered into this third day, the dawning of a new day. We're 2,000 years away from Calvary. Jesus said, in the third day, I will be resurrected. And they looked at each other, what are you talking about? In 3 days, you're going to be resurrected. That's impossible. And then he said, now, this I'm speaking about my body. In the third day, and a day is as 1,000 years to the Lord. And he said, in the third day, I'm going to be resurrected in my body. all flesh will see. All flesh will see the manifestation of the Christ. Coming out of the cloud? I don't see anywhere where it says Christ in the clouds is our hope of glory. Go out there and tell the world, well, you know, when Christ comes in the clouds, just keep hoping. The cancer will go away, everything will be fine, you'll all be healed. And today, 95% of the church still stands like this. Come, Lord, please help us. We don't understand why everybody's dying around us. He said, I came 2,000 years ago. Now I'm seeking those who will worship me in spirit, not in the flesh, not looking for a fleshly body, but in the spirit. I'm looking for those people that will come into that intimate relationship with me, that they'll become one with me, that their soul and the spirit will become one and will be married, and I'll be able to manifest myself through them to where the very cells of their body will bring life, not only to themselves, but also to anybody that they lay hands on.
Yes, amen. Yeah, amen, amen.
I just picked, I just got this out of my Bible here this morning. I never even realized I had it. It says, come away. This is Brother Oscar's poem that he wrote January 2012. But you know, really, these poems are timeless. I don't put dates on the poems that God gives me. I just write on them, timeless. Because anytime you pick them up, they're eternal. It's going to minister to you. I don't care where you're at. If you're in the first court, the second court, or the third court, it's going to minister life to you. First court are the ones that have their little box of salvation. Praise God for it. Second court, they're the ones that go on through the first court, and they believe God for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The first court, brothers and sisters, they got the baptism of water. Praise God. But then there's those people that are a little bit hungrier. They go on a little bit further, and they want to know about this, receiving this baptism of the Holy Spirit and stuff like that. I remember asking the Lord for a few weeks, Lord, what is this baptism of the Holy Spirit? I started bumming around with some guys, and my pastor said, whatever you do, stay away from them Pentecostals. That's exactly what he told me. Whatever you do, stay away from them Pentecostals. I was a very good Baptist at that time. So I thought, but you know, Jimmy was always looking for trouble. I was always looking for more. I always wanted to increase spirit, soul, and body, and so I started hanging around with these guys. They call themselves the Full Gospel Businessmen. And I thought, well, they're businessmen. I'm a businessman. I'll go down there, I'll get some contacts, I'll make more money. Huh? Show them my Jesus sticker on my bumper. But then they started telling me about the baptism. Well, I heard one man on the radio just flat out say, it's of the devil. Just stay away from it. I thought, wow, I don't want to mess with something that's of the devil. And I was driving to work one day in my Dayton office, and I got right by Dayton Power and Light. And I said, is this real or is it not, Lord? And all of a sudden I went, said, what in the world's that all about? He said, you believe, now you're going to see. But until you would believe, you wouldn't going to see. But I decided that my little box of salvation was not enough. What have you decided? Where are you at? The world is in travail waiting for you, waiting for the Christ in you. Bob Wright, who is a good friend of our church, always used to look at me and he'd say, Christ in you is my hope of glory. Christ in you is my hope of glory. I thought, it's pretty cool. The world is saying, Christ in you is our hope of glory. When are you going to come into a deep, intimate relationship where you can hear the Spirit of God speaking to you? Where you can speak the Word of God? That's the only thing that's going to bring healing. You're not going to bring healing by praying out of your head. It's got to come out of your spirit, where the kingdom of God is. God wants us to bring heaven to earth. We keep waiting to die and go to heaven. We want to leave earth and go to heaven. The Lord says, no, that's not my intention for my creation. I want to come to earth. That's one of the great reasons why Jesus Christ came to earth. He's always come to man. He was the one that went to Adam. Adam didn't go to him. He's the one that went to Abraham. He's the one that went to David. He's the one that's come to us. He's always come to us. And he wants us to receive him. And to as many as receive me, to them I will give power, says the Lord. I came amongst my own, but my own received me not. But to as many as received me, to them I gave power. Are we receiving the Lord? Do we even know what receiving the Lord means? A man once told me, you can be up in the bedroom of your house and Jesus can be sitting down in the foyer waiting for you, and you could acknowledge the fact that he's down in the foyer. You know he's in the house. But have you gone down to receive him? Have you gone down to embrace him? Have you gone down to get personal with him instead of saying, well, I know he's in the house. I know he's in the house. I don't know him that well, but I know that if I call him when I get sick, he's in my house. And that's true. He is. But I don't want to be a servant relationship with Christ all my life. I want to be a servant. Don't misunderstand me. But the old story that maybe all of you have heard is the servant is the one that trims the bushes and mows the grass outside the master's house. The servant. And every once in a while, when the master opens the windows in the house, the servant may go by and go, I hear the master in there speaking. I don't know exactly what he's saying, but he's saying something. But you got to move up from a servant to a friend. Jesus talks about his friends in John. And the friend is the one that can go in the house. He ain't the one out in the lawn. He can go in the house. He can hear the Father and the Son talking to each other. The friend can. And then we've got to move from friendship to sonship. We've got to become a mature son. And this is what this message is all about here this morning. The Lord is saying, come up here. I want to make you manifested sons in this hour. I want to give you the desire of your heart. I want to let my healing power flow through you. I want to increase this fellowship. I desire to do all these things. The question is, what are your desires? I'm not picking on you. This is all good. This is all good. God came to reconcile, not to condemn, not to judge. He came to reconcile all things back to himself. And there's things in every one of us that still need to be reconciled. There's still funny ways of thinking that we picked up from some of the books we've read, from some of the churches we've been in. I still have some funny ways of thinking from some of the fellowships that Marge and I sojourn through in our walk with Christ, seeking the truth. But we always kept our eyes on him. I found out in the 40 years of walking with God that every one of those fellowships out there has a truth. But I'm not so sure any of them really know that the truth is a person. Jesus said, I'm the way. I'm the truth. I am the life. And when you come to know him, he will impart this life to you. It'll make you younger. God bless Benny Skinner. He used to say, "Don't I look younger to you?" He had a funny face anyway. He used to crack me up. "Come on, I think my hair's growing out. Look, my hair grown out a bit more." He was a funny dude. But getting back on topic, Oscar Bowling wrote a poem some time back. I haven't even got to my message. Don't worry about it. I probably never will get there. I'm getting it. I'm giving it to you now. I just love, you know, the New Testament saint, Ezekiel and Isaiah, they all prophesied. They said in that day, God's going to pour his word in their heart. And he's going to cause them. See, not only is God pouring the word into my heart, but he's causing it to come forth. Okay, that's the new covenant that we have with him. That's the new contract that we have with him. That if you seek his face, he'll fill your heart up. I had all kind of notes, and I was going to read from different men that I have respect for, just little blips that I felt the Holy Ghost was saying that it would feed you and it'd be good for you. But as I stand here, that fountain just keeps, you know. So I'm really saying everything that, you know, I could have read and given you 14,000 scriptures and so on and so forth. But that's one of the nice things about ministering to the people at Wings. Most of the people at Wings know the scriptures. Most of them are pretty sharp when it comes to the Word of God. Praise God. But anyway, this poem that the Holy Spirit wrote through Brother Oscar says, "Come away, my love, into an intimate place, where I'll show you the depths of my amazing grace. As you are wrapped in the warmth of my unfolding love, in the quietness and stillness, you will rise above." What is quietness and stillness in this world? Does anybody know what stillness is? Does anybody know what quietness is?